Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about how to turn your goals into actions and set an action plan for those goals to separate yourselves and to become more like the professionals and the successful people out there.
Heck yeah, I'm excited for this episode. But before we get started, I think we need to talk about something pretty important. There's something pretty significant going on. If you're listening to this in real time today, when this is being released, is January 6th, 2020. And Australia is in a pretty darn big crisis, and it breaks my heart every post I see about it. So if you haven't checked out anything on the news or the internet to see about this, or you're listening to this at a different time, currently the majority of Australia is in flames right now. They're having a bunch of these brush fires that are taking off. They're in the beginning of their summer, and lots of people are losing everything. Firefighters are losing their lives, and about 500 million animals have already died. And we keep seeing all these videos of these poor animals struggling and being
burned.
And it really makes me upset and makes me sad, and goes back to what I kind of said in the first episode about wanting to learn how to help to the environment and learn what small part I can do. But I think something that everybody could do in this situation is, even if you have 50 cents, send it to Australia right now, because I think that they could really use it. So we're going to go ahead and leave a bunch of places in Australia that you can donate to in the description box or in the show notes. So if you can, 50 cents, a dollar, $5, whatever you've got in your pocket after Christmas, the people and animals of Australia really need it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Now that we've got the kind of sad stuff out of the way, and you guys go ahead and click those links below and give what you can, let's get into creating a plan and being more productive. That way, maybe this time next year, if something like this is going on, you've got more to give.
Yeah. How many times have you set a goal or something in resolution in January, and December comes around and you realized you didn't do it?
A lot of times, because, you know, a lot of times, myself included, you set these really lofty goals. And one of the things that we fail to do, and I know we're going to elaborate on this a little bit later, is see if it's even attainable. Like, map it out, draw it out, write everything down, see exactly how much of your daily bandwidth that goal is actually going to have of your time. And it's not realistic at all.
Yeah. And this time of year, I mean, everybody's excited. Everybody has this fresh motivation. You're going to change. You're going to be this new person. And whether it's personal or in your business, this time of year brings around a lot of those feelings of wanting to start over and start fresh and have these new goals. And a lot of times we pick like the biggest goal we can think of. Like, if I could just change this one thing, I would be happier. My business would be more successful or whatever. And you kind of write them down and you start telling everybody around you, like, you're that person. Hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, friend, whoever you're telling, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And year after year, maybe you go strong for a couple weeks, a couple months, and then that slowly fades out. And this goes for resolutions. It goes anything from day to day. It goes anything in your business. The first thing we want to get into is what actually would make a good goal. So the starting point would be able to set a goal or resolution that is realistic and that, I don't know how I want to say this, but there's like a certain acronym. We call it a SMART goal.
Yeah, it's called smartizing your goal.
That and makes it a SMART goal.
Yeah.
Resolution, essentially, that makes it a better goal than what you typically would think of on the top of your head. So,
and if you are listening to this podcast, you have probably been to a training or some kind of a meeting most people in the business world or entrepreneurs, unless you started at 18 years old, you have been to one of these trainings or maybe even a class in school that talks about SMART goals. And I'll just read off what the acronym means. SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic or relevant, and time bound.
Yep. So the first thing that I think before we even get into our tips is you need to set those, like he said, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound goals or resolutions. When you write that resolution down or that goal that you've got, it should mark off each one of those part of the acronym SMART. And that's how you know that you're already on the first step to being more successful and being more productive with that. Now, the difference, I think a lot of people could write down goals like that and a lot of people don't. But the difference between someone who's successful at the end of the year and someone who's not, it comes down to one thing, because there's so many different, you can take every successful person in this world and they're going to have different strengths and different weaknesses. But the one thing that they all are going to have in common is that they're going to do the work.
Yep.
And they're going to be actionable and they're going to set down that goal and then make it work. Where I think a lot of people fall into the trap of making these big lofty goals or these goals, and you write them down and you kind of have this dream, you have this vision, and you kind of stop there.
Yeah.
And you don't really do the work to get there.
If I write this down, it has to happen. It's going to come true. I wrote it down. So you can write something down every single day for the rest of your life, and unless you take some kind of action on what you write down, then it's...
Well, shoot, and I think, you know, writing it down is more than a lot of us do. A lot of us just like make up these ideas in our head.
Yeah, for sure.
And really, I think that this, we're talking about resolutions, we're talking about goals, we're talking about the new year, but I think this goes for everything. There's things you say every day like, oh, I really need to unpack all the boxes in the garage. Like, it's a goal. But at the end of the day, until you start taking action on that, it's never going to happen. And I don't know how many people in business, how many business owners I've worked for over the years who have said, we've sat down at team meetings and, oh, this, and this, all these magnificent things are going to be on our list and what we're going to do. But then nobody ever puts in the action.
Well, oh, God. Sorry, my mic's falling apart here.
So, but nobody ever puts in the action to make any of those changes. So what we want to do today is we want to give you stuff that you can write down and you can take away so that this year is going to be unlike any other year. You're going to be successful. You're going to be more productive and you're going to put in the work to reach your goals. So next January, you're going to be starting at a whole different level than you started this January.
Exactly. So do you want to get into the action items? Actually, I'll start it off. So the first thing that we wrote down that you need to do after all, I mean, we already give you a laundry list of things to do. You have to make sure it's a SMART goal first off. But after you get done with that, we've got five steps that we want to walk you through. And the first step you have to do is you have to map out your goal. Tell us a little bit about what do you mean by map out the goal, Kim?
Essentially, it starts with writing the goal down, but then what does it look like to reach that goal? Like, what is your map? How do you get from point A, where I am today, to point B, which is essentially like the treasure chest at the end of the rainbow? How do I get there? And so our first step, talking about making that map, is figuring out every step from point A to point B to get you there. So essentially, you're drawing your map out on a piece of paper that this is my goal, and these are the things that need to get done for me to get to where I want to be. So it's kind of like your big to-do list underneath your goal. So every year when we write down our goals in the beginning of the year, we have our notebooks and we literally write down the goals. And then on the very next page, it's here's the goal on top of the paper. And here's the 5, 10, 15, 40 steps that need to be done to get there.
Right. And I think part of the mapping out we kind of jumped down to step two there. But part of mapping it out is like, at what point in the year are you going to attain this like how far along do you need to be? And, you know, for instance, in real estate photography, I know that I'm not going to get the majority of my photos, and it's going to really ramp up between May and August, versus right now I can't say, well, I have to have this many homes shot by the end of January in order to reach the goal, because I know I'm going to be doing five times the amount of homes in May that I do this month. So you have to, that's part of mapping it out. And then,
yeah. And to put it into simpler terms, I think something that most people can understand is weight loss or health is like a big goal that most people make, especially this time of year. So you want to lose 15 pounds. What day do you want to do by? Maybe it's next January. You have a whole year to lose 15 pounds. So what do you need to do to get there? You're going to need to learn how to meal prep. You're going to have to go to the grocery store. You're going to have to know what groceries to buy. You're going to have to learn new recipes. You're going to have to go to the gym. You're going to have to figure out what workouts you need to do. How many times do you need to go to the gym? What equipment do you need to go to the gym with? You're going to have to figure out all these little steps and plan them out so that you can be successful to get there. Because simply saying you're going to lose 15 pounds, that doesn't really mean anything. So when we say map it out and write down these to-do items, that's kind of what we're saying, is every step that would go into that goal needs to be written down.
Yep.
And you kind of talked about and jumped into number two, which we had, was kind of break down those to-do items by day, week, or month. So again, keeping on with that fitness standpoint, now you've got this list of 20 things, of all these things, going to the grocery store, blah, 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 that you need to do. But that's still a really big laundry list of crap that doesn't really mean much to you until you start figuring out, okay, the very first thing I need to do, and I need to do it this week, is get a new water bottle so I can drink more water.
Exactly.
And then next month, I need to increase my workouts to five times a week instead of three times a week. So you're going to start mapping out even more detailed. So you went from like your big picture Google map, and now you're into, I want to say MapQuest, but I feel like people might not remember what MapQuest is, but how they have like the directions, like step one, two, three, four, and you knew when to turn because it tells you exactly how many miles you're going to need to turn. That's what you need to do now with your to-do list, is turn it into a MapQuest direction sheet.
Exactly. That's funny. Yeah, a lot of people might not know what that is. and then, you know, the third thing, and this is what you're really going to get into this year, and I've done it in the past, and you've not done it as much, except over the past, maybe the last quarter of last year, and that is time blocking, or writing down the exact times that you want to do it, or putting it on your calendar, however you prefer to block out time for every specific thing that you need to get done on that items list. That's number three. So,
yeah, this is something that I've worked on. I've tried different ways. I've tried to figure out what works best. And essentially what I do is I'll take my day and I literally write it down from 6 a.m. to 9, 10 p.m., however long I'm going to be working for the day. And I write down in the blocks of time what I want to accomplish. So if something doesn't have to necessarily be done that exact day, then this was something very hard for me, as I'd start working on it. And if it's a bigger project, I'd want to keep working on it because I'd be in a groove and I'd want to keep going and going and going. Well, then nothing else on my to-do list that actually had to be done that day would ever get done. So that was a big thing for me, because I couldn't not work on it and put it off and get that far behind. So I had to learn that, like, I need to put it on the calendar for an hour, and I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to turn off every distraction. And for that hour, that's all I'm going to work on. And when that timer is up on the hour, I have to move on.
Right.
Because you have to, you're never going to have enough time in your day to work on everything and get everything done. Like, if you have that time and your to-do list is that short, then please tell us what you do, because we kind of want that as our job. Because you're never, ever going to get done everything. So you need to learn how to be okay with blocking off time to get enough done, that you're being more productive in the end.
Right. And one of the podcasts that I listen to is James Altucher podcast. And he says, just make sure you improve at least 1% every day. So if you block off these times, you're going to have progress on each thing towards the sum of your big goals or your big picture. That's the reason why you have to map it out at the beginning. And then now we're kind of getting into the nitty gritty of, well, if I do this for 15 minutes today and 15 minutes tomorrow and 15 minutes the next day, and then by the end of the year, you've put in so many minutes to this thing that it gets done.
And think about how much more likely you are to achieve something where we're going to keep going back to fitness just because I think that's something easy for everybody to understand. Most people say, I don't have time to work out or I don't have time to meal plan. But now if you break it down and you write it in your calendar every day, I've got to take this 10 minutes in the morning to do this and this 20 minutes in the afternoon to do this, all of a sudden it fits in your day and you've made it a priority and you have no excuse to say, I don't have the time not to do that. So you need to get better at scheduling out your day and scheduling out your priorities. So if this is your goal, then it needs to be a priority to you and you need to make it work in your schedule.
Right. And that brings us to number four, which is you have to review your progress. And now in my notebook, I have everything numbered. Yeah. So,
and this is something that you showed me you did just today, actually. Yeah. And I immediately opened up my notebook and did this.
So we are going to do 52 podcasts this year. And I wrote 1 through 52. And every time we do one, I put the date next to it. I have some quarterly goals. So I put 1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, like, well, it goes back to what we talked about the last time. We said that we wanted to take a trip somewhere every quarter. So I literally write down 1, 2, 3, 4. And when we go on our first trip, I'll write the date, where we went, and something about the experience. I have monthly things in here, and I write down 1 through 12. You know, our fitness goal is 200 workouts this year. I'm going to write 1 through 200.
Yeah, so it's a way kind of reviewing as you go.
Yeah.
But it's also an accountability to make sure you're staying on track and to see what you need to be changing throughout the days and months and year to make it to that goal. Because like you said, we said 200 going on this fitness, it still, we want to do 200 workouts this year. Well, September comes around and we're only at like 50, we're going to be in pretty big trouble. Right. So knowing that ahead of time by keeping track of stuff like that will keep you on track to that goal, knowing, okay, I got to do an extra workout this week because I only did 2 last week and that put me behind.
Yeah, exactly. And even with these podcasts, we say we're going to do 52 of them, but in reality, we may do a lot more than that because we're going to start implementing some of the pre-recorded stuff that we recorded last year and never brought out.
So I think this should be a game changer for us, so, because we, for years now, have tried to vlog. Last year, we tried to podcast and be consistent with it. And they're like kind of extra things. You know, they're kind of things for us that we just want to do personally. And so when you get busy and when you're doing all this other stuff, much like fitness, it kind of gets pushed to the back burner because you've got all this much more important stuff that's going to make you money that you've got to do, or you've got family obligations, whatever. So this is something that I think is going to help us this year and that I think would help everybody is we're going to be more successful. I can already tell because of that one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And number 5 on the list is make sure that you understand your why. Why do you want to do this task, or why do you want to achieve this goal?
Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't mean that much to you and it's not that important, and when you wake up in the morning, you don't know why you're getting out of bed to go to the gym at 5 a.m., like you can't think of that reason. When you're not motivated, you're not going to be able to do it. And one of the best things I shared with you a couple weeks ago was, if your why is not strong enough today, then it's not going to be strong enough on Monday.
Right.
So if you can't figure out what that underlying factor is that made you set that goal and be able to think of that during those times when you're not that motivated to work on that goal, then right there alone, you're probably not going to be very successful, because motivation waxes and wanes. Like, nobody's motivated all the time. Nobody can put in 100% effort into work, into family, into their fitness all the time. Things go up, things go down, you feel like crap. So you've got to figure out on those days when you just don't want to work or you don't want to do it, why are you doing it anyway?
Exactly.
And what can push you through those times? Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your significant other. Maybe it's something personal to do with money or happiness or whatever it is that's going to make you do it in those times when you don't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe it's all three combined. We're going to put in the time to put out this podcast this year, and we're going to interview some of our clients is the plan, which will help us grow because they're going to share it with their audiences. It's good for us to sit on the couch and talk about what we've got going on and how our business is going. Now, this is only the second one because this is only the second week of the year. So we don't have a lot to talk about as far as how our year's going and stuff like that yet, but we will get into that. And if we did not set aside the time to sit down without our phones in our hands and we have the mics turned on, they're hot. We have to talk in order to, for you guys to listen, but we actually have to talk to one another without having the distractions. You guys can't see this right now, but Kira is trying to get in my lap unless you're watching on YouTube. So we have some distractions, but it helps us with everything that we have going on and lets us know where we are towards our goals. You know, we will probably have monthly where we review our goals and say, hey, where are you at on this goal? Mm-hmm. How are you doing on this? Because we both have our separate goals and we have our together goals. So,
and one thing, I think this can be a bonus tip, but something we kind of forgot to mention, but I think is very important when it comes to your goals, is we talked about writing it down, but it's important to write it down somewhere that you're going to be able to see that every day. So yours are in the front of your notebook. A lot of people like to put it on their goal list on their lock screen of their phone or on the backdrop screen of your computer.
Yeah.
So that you can be reminded of those goals and those reasons and that why every single day so that you know what you're working towards.
Yep, I completely agree. All right. Any closing thoughts?
I don't think so, Tim.
All right. Let's roll that outro.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.